Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Top Stories, I am Andy Zaltzman. Now, there have been some points in Bugle history where there has been only one top story in town, and April 2020 was one of those times. That's right, COVID has infected Top Stories as it's infected the rest of the decade. It's issue 4149, entitled William the Bonkerer, with me, Tiffany Stevenson, and Nate O'Green. Top story now, and we are sticking with the only story really in the universe at the moment. And let's start in America, NATO, because I guess people will still be arguing about what would have been the best way to deal with this crisis in thousands of years' time, if A, humans still exist, and B, history is still legal then, or vice versa. But I think it is fair to predict that Donald Trump's strategy for the coronavirus crisis will not be held up as the model best he could have done in the circumstances gold standard, any more than that guy's effort to break the world marathon record in an old diving suit was a few years ago. How have you rated your much beloved president's leadership so far on this crisis?
Donald Trump is trying to cope with the threat of the coronavirus with his usual toolbox. They say that every general fights the last war, and in the case of Donald Trump, the last war is bribing a porn star to sign an NDA. So science creates a challenge for him. Like the he doesn't believe in anything he finds inconvenient, and science be damned. Trump famously thought that the sound of windmills caused cancer. He doesn't believe in the existence of climate change, asymptomatic transmission of coronavirus, or the clitoris. So, some of the things that he's doing are like trying to defund the World Health Organization make perfect sense from his worldview. He's resorting to his usual toolbox of political strategies to solve a problem that is not amenable to those responses. Like in the case of defunding the World Health Organization, he's trying to find a fall guy to throw under the bus to blame for his mistakes. And the U.S. contribution to the World Health Organization is about $400 million a year. And to put that in perspective, that's about half what Mike Bloomberg spent to win no states in the Democratic primary. So it's a lot. And with all the competing priorities facing the country, you can't expect the U.S. government to maintain such a costly expenditure. And so to put that in perspective, the amount of the U.S. contribution to the World Health Organization per annum is slightly more than the U.S. Secret Service has spent protecting Donald Trump to go golfing. So it's a high priority. What's amazing is that, like, COVID does not give a shit about Donald Trump's games. Like, science and politics have collided, and for once, politics will lose. You politicians want to try to focus group and poll test your messages? Cool, cool, cool. How's that going to go? As a swing voter, would you be more likely to vote against COVID-19 if it was called A, Chinese virus, B, COVID-69, C, bat AIDS, D, never go outside again-itis, or E, none of the above, I love COVID, I want to die? Politicians can have their talking points and logos and consultants and spin doctors and proxies, and they can double down and pivot and walk back and catchphrase and slogan and platform and swing voter and core constituency and donor base and stumping and fundraiser, photo op, baby kissing, pie eating. And it is all as useless in the face of an inexorable progression of infectious disease as sending me to a pants-off, dance-off competition with Channing Tatum, which is good for a laugh, but mostly sad and hairy.
Firstly, I know that he's defunded the WHO, but can we be sure that Trump doesn't think the money is going to the guy who wrote Pinball Wizard?
I don't think we can be sure of anything these days. I mean, to be in mitigation for Trump, we must remember that famously, as a child, he was bitten by a radioactive pile of shit. So there's a certain level of, you know, pile of shittedness in his behaviour that we just have to expect. And obviously, he's not so much a bridge over troubled water as a hippopotamus made of cesium leaping arse first into a crowded swimming pool. The White House issued a statement after his announcement that they're withdrawing funding for the World Health Organization, basically accusing the World Health Organization of mismanaging and covering up the crisis. And when Donald Trump is accusing you of mismanaging and covering things up, that's like the King of Saudi Arabia having a pop at you for your attitude towards women, or a crocodile with blood dripping from its mouth, haranguing you about how you are spoiling the peace and quiet of people trying to have an innocent picnic on the riverbank before belching loudly, saying, better out than in, and then saying, I gotta go, my dessert's running away. It's truly extraordinary.
Game recognises game, Andy. As they say. I don't even know that America need the World Health Organization, because, you know, Trump is busy declaring national days of prayer to deal with corona. You know, pray the spray away.
Yep.
I believe that's the catchphrase you guys have been using. But also, you know, you've still got skin in the game there, because you've got Bill and Melinda Gates, they fund as much as the United Kingdom, I think. Something like $200 million from Bill and Melinda Gates goes into the World Health Organization, which is the same as our contribution. But what does it mean? Does it mean that if the defunding happens, that if the World Health Organization find a cure, then America don't get to have it?
I think it means that if the World Health Organization finds a cure, America gets to go and shoot the cure off of them.
Right. Yes, go in with guns first, ask questions later.
As I've been studying the spread of the disease, I did get slightly aroused when I learned that the percentage necessary to achieve herd immunity was 69%.
cosmic 60, message.
Yeah. Can he technically, I mean, I don't understand, can he technically overrule? Can the federal government do that, like state by state?
Well, so, I mean, one of the bewildering things about Donald Trump is that there is has been a long and growing list of things that a politician can't do that he manages to do. And that is what happens when you end up with a president who is A, an idiot, B, completely corrupt, and C, prepared to illegally hijack the entire apparatus of the state. So it's a good time. Yeah, I mean, it's sort of the what it's revealing to me to a large degree is like the sentimentality of liberals about politics, that there's a lot of like, can he do that? Well, I don't know. He f-ing just did that. So what are you going to do about it? So I guess he can.
We're like, it's not fair. Is he allowed? Does he need a hall pass? Yeah. We're looking for fairness in a system where it's totally f-ing unfair.
But also, I mean, Tiff, you raise important questions, and generally, I mean, I just, because I know the Bugle has an international audience, here's a general tip that if you're looking at America and you're seeing something that seems confusing or doesn't make any sense at all, and you're like, why is that thing happening? The answer is always slavery. that's whatever it is, like, why are there racial disparities in the death rate from COVID? How does the Electoral College work? Why is there so much gun violence? Why are 40% of Americans obese? What is the Big Bang Theory? Why is Donald Trump the president? It's all slavery is the only answer to all of that. So the death rate from coronavirus is disproportionately affecting black people. So like in Chicago, for instance, black people make up 30% of the population, but 70% of COVID-related deaths. And that's alarming, also caused by slavery. And Senator Elizabeth Warren and Representative Ayanna Pressley of Massachusetts called for collection of racial data on COVID. And I normally think that both of them are right about everything. But on this, I could not disagree more. Because Trump is already mad that COVID is hurting the economy. And people are like, no, let's tell Donald Central Park 5, good people on both sides, famous white supremacist Trump, that COVID kills black people. He'll see that as an upside. Like, I get to keep helping my billionaire friends fleece the poor to fill their, clogged artery hearts, and also kill black people. What is the problem with this? Like, this is the most MAGA that ever MAGA'd. So if you want Republicans to take seriously the public health responses to COVID that are necessary, don't tell them that it hurts black people. Tell them that it spreads through Sean Hannity's gaze and only kills white men over 50 who own vacation homes, and the only known cure is universal rent control.
Thank you. There will be more classic clips piling their way into your ears tomorrow, but do also go and listen to the latest issue of The Bugle in your pod feed right now.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work. Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.